This is a great job. They timed the minion wave from the beginning. That's where this one started. They knew that blue was stuck there, and he can get that full push. No wards coming out just yet. They go on to Atomic. He's full three, so he can get the head up pulverize out, but he's forced to flash here. They do get the exhaust down on. Hotshot flashes in as well. One more hit from Vayne, but they get Heartbeat. No, they actually finalize the kill. First blood to double it.
The shoutcasters you just heard may sound like the shoutcasters that do the play-by-plays you hear in regular sports. However, this is no ordinary sport. This is an electronic sport. League of Legends has become one of the top most played free-to-play video games in the world, with 27 million people playing daily worldwide. Due to the popularity of the game, Riot, the creators of League of Legends, hosts a competitive championship series held in North America, Europe, and Asia, where some of the best League of Legends players compete all year long in a regular 10-week season, playoffs, an all-star series, and last championships. Riot has now become a billion-dollar company, allowing the winners of the League of Legends championship series to receive a growing prize pool of $1 million. The League of Legends championship series has become so popular that young men all around the world no longer play it as a game, but as a career, risking their future to play this game professionally. Before becoming one of the most well-known professional League of Legends players in the world, Peter Pang, also known as Doublelift, was raised in Orange County, California, where he says he was raised under strict Chinese cultural values.
I had originally just always butted heads with my parents, and it just kind of snowballed. And it just got worse and worse because neither of us were willing to back down on the issue. So they wanted me to focus on studies and all that stuff. But I was like a straight A student. I had a 4.5 GPA. I had a 2250 on the SAT. I pretty much did everything that they asked me to do, with the exception of just like spending less time playing games. They just like, we got into another like normal argument. This time, like I really didn't back down. And then they got super mad. They're just like, okay, if you don't like it, then leave. I just said, sure. Like, I don't really care. I can just go to my friend's house. So I picked up my stuff and left.
After his parents disagreed with his choice of becoming a professional video game player rather than going to college, Peter Doublelift Pang found himself homeless at the age of 18 years old, sacrificing not only his education to become a professional League of Legends player, but his family as well.
I didn't talk to him for like 2.5 years after. It was more close to like 3 years.
Kelby May, a 26-year-old from Bothell, Washington, has been an avid League of Legends enthusiast since 2010 and has now become the manager for CounterLogic Gaming, the same team Peter Doublelift Pang is currently on.
So Doublelift, after high school, decided to not go to college, got kicked out of his house by his parents, was couch surfing, and threw it all on being a pro gamer. And for him, it's panned out great. He joined CLG. He had a lot of success as a player and as a personality in building his brand. Became widely recognized as one of the best players in the world. He commands a really high salary. He has high stream viewership and great earning potential. When he finishes his league career, he will have a nice bankroll to be able to go back and either continue his education or continue on in esports as a personality or working for a developer or a broadcaster, because he is really well established. So he could continue even with a job in the industry moving forward.
Professional video game players are required to live with their teams, causing the game to become a 24/7 job with strict practice regimens, requiring each player to practice at least 70 hours per week.
There's a big sort of mental change that happens when you go from playing the game for fun versus playing the game as you're living for a job and needing to perform in order to stay relevant and successful. It really can, for a lot of people, take the fun out of it.
It's really hard to actually mature as a pro gamer. It's like super hard. You have to be really analytical about your life and like what you need to improve on, because it's so easy to get stuck in this like mode where all you care about is League of Legends and you don't really care about your real life, like where you're progressing. You're only really thinking about the game.
Although professional League of Legends players give up a lot, there are abundant benefits that they could receive if they make it to the top.
You will see professional players with anywhere from 30 to 100 to 250,000 Twitter followers and Facebook fans. So there's a lot of people who give you praise, you know, who look up to you, who send you messages, you know, about how you inspire them or how you, you know, help make their lives better. And that's a pretty cool feeling. If you are a star player, there's a lot of potential income that you can generate from being a pro player, not only from salary and from Riot money, but if you're like a star professional League of Legends player, you can probably be earning like $80,000 to $100,000 in salary a year, and then be earning six figures in streaming revenue on top of that. So you can be making a lot of money at a very early point in your life.
However, some players sacrifice their time, education, and family, and receive nothing in return.
Unfortunately, a lot of people don't think about the ramifications if being a pro doesn't work out for you. It takes a special kind of person to be a pro player. There are a lot of sacrifices that need to be made in order to live this lifestyle. You have to give up a lot of relationships with friends, family, significant others. So a lot of players have to make sacrifices in that area, or it can be really detrimental to your career. They don't progress, and they inhibit the potential of their own career.
Benny Hung, a 23-year-old retired professional League of Legends player, went against his parents' wishes by dropping out of the University of Berkeley and left home to become a professional League of Legends player.
Like the sacrifices I made going into the LCS, like I dropped out of Berkeley or took a break from it, left out on home to like make this big leap.
After Benny Hung's team, XCG, did not qualify to continue in the League of Legends Championship Series, Benny was forced to go into retirement.
I guess my career being cut short here, or me already retiring, wasn't that surprising. It definitely is draining, because what started out as a game where you played for fun became a job.
Well, I think that the contrast between Doublelift and Benny is actually like a stark and perfect example of risking it all and having it work out great, and risking it all and kind of seeing what the harsh realities are of being a pro player. Esports is very feast or famine. Not only that, but Benny is not as driven to promote his brand personally and not as compelling a personality as Peter. So he was kind of on a middle-of-the-road team, didn't really become a big figurehead, and as such, he has not made as much money and doesn't have nearly as much earning potential. Not only that, but being on a professional team, there's only 8 teams that stay in the league, and his team got kicked out this last split. He has now dedicated, I believe it's a year and a half or 2 years of his life. He didn't bankroll that much money. He's no longer a professional player because his team got kicked out, and nobody really wants to pick him up because he's not really that popular or tremendously successful. So essentially, he has maybe saved up a little money, but kind of just put off his education for 2 years without showing any results. And because he's not a big name, he can't get a job in the industry. Nobody's going to hire him as a broadcast personality or a shoutcaster. So he's kind of got to go back to his life, but he's sacrificed these personal relationships, these education, and now he's kind of just behind everything.
I honestly have no regrets for my decision. Although it wasn't like the best, if I could go back in time, I probably wouldn't do it any other way.
Although Benny Hung's career is over, he will never forget the memories he has made, and he is grateful that he had the opportunity to experience the life of a professional video game player.
I love everything about it and how passionate everybody in the industry is, including the fans. Just being on the main stage in front of millions of viewers, millions of fans, it's a really great feeling.
The electronic sports community has grown rapidly over the years due to its dedicated fans. Chloe Lister, a student at the University of Southern California, explains her passion for esports and what the professional League of Legends players mean to her.
I love the game. Having a favorite team is actually really fun, like having someone you can get behind and who you can root for. You can tell that they just really care about their fans. They're people who I can relate to because they also just love this game the same way I love this game, but like so much that they're willing to like dedicate their life.
If you think about it, I'm just like a normal kid, and then all of a sudden I go from super awkward loser to famous. I never thought that any time growing up that I would be a celebrity or be recognized throughout the world or anything like that. 5 or 10 years, people probably won't know who I am. I know that this fame is leading, and it'll go away at some point.
This has been Brittany Brown, reporting for KPCRadio.com.